things don't work out. You know, we've seen this kind of stuff before. The ratchety cameras, the jittery effects, we've seen this in The Blair Witch. It's been done better. The actor, what they're trying to do is they're trying to fake this as a documentary, and it just doesn't work. It's not as scary. It's not that interesting. It's not that entertaining. The performers, you can't take anything away from them, but what they're given, you know, it's sort of flat. Things start out interesting enough as a documentary. Once they actually try to perform an exorcism, then it bogs down, and there's an ending that's just completely out of left field. This should have been a lot scarier. It's hard to make a good movie on exorcism. Trying to do it as a documentary, it really comes off really stale in my view. I'm going to give The Last Exorcism, I'm going to give it a flat 5. In case you haven't seen it, or a couple other movies to take note, Takers is an action movie with a whole host of young up-and-coming actors. And if you haven't seen The Expendables yet, Sly Stallone and the boys, well, it's a good bang for your buck. That's our show for today. I want to thank everybody for listening to CITR FM 101.9. Rob Wallman for Reel to Reel at the Movies. See you soon.
You are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Streaming and screaming at www.citr.ca. It's time for the Mad Daddy Show! Here at the tower, turning on the power! No, wait a minute. That show isn't running now. It's supposed to be Sam Squatch's Hideaway. Heard every Wednesday, 6:30 till 8, on this radio station with Anita B. But Anita B is busy. She's doing what every mom should do. She's home with the kids. Hi, Anita. How you doing? Say hi to Anita, everybody.
Hi, Anita.
Yeah, all right.
Been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. Hi, this is Jolly John Tanner, and I'd like to welcome you to a special edition of Sam Squatch's Hideaway, even if I didn't pronounce the name right. This show is dedicated to Suzanne Tabata and her show Bloodied But Unbowed, and all the people that were involved in the making and putting together of that amazing documentary. Haven't you seen it yet? We'll tell you how you can see it on your television coming up real soon, and lots of special guests too. And who's this?
This ghost!
Oh, Joey! Okay, well, there we go. That song is short, like all of the DOA songs. Here, let's put Mary on this. Ready? Let's see, where is it? Right there. That's the. Hold on, stand by, Mary. I'm going to push the button here that will get you standing by. Here, there we are. Okay, so let's go here. This is a program called Sam Squatch's Hideaway, and it's a special dealing with Bloodied but Unbowed. It's a movie that premiered. How long ago did that movie premiere here, Suzanne Tabata, who's in the control room with us?
Yeah, John. Hi, thanks for having me here. We went to a screening. It wasn't really, I guess it was a premiere. It was a small screening, turned out to be a 700 sellout, followed by a 200 sellout. Mary came down. And Brad,
yes,
and
they all did.
Everybody
yes.
made it except for Joe, who was touring in Europe, and Art came on the Sunday.
Okay.
And Buck couldn't come into town for other reasons.
I see. Well, Mary's on the phone right now. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, never better.
Okay, we've got Mary Armstrong on here. You may know her better as Mary Jo Kopechne. Is that correct? Did I pronounce that right? The alias? Yes.
Yeah, you did.
And she's speaking to us from the Peace Country up in northern Alberta. And where you work at the oil fields, is that right?
Yeah, I work in the winter. I'm a power engineer, and I make more than a doctor.
Oh, you're kidding.
No,
oh my God.
I'm not kidding. And you know what? We got a 16-track studio up here. We've got an exact replica of the John Bonham Song Remains the Same kit. Oh, the acrylic kit, of course. And that, and we're equipment snobs for sure.
That's amazing. Okay, Mary, now, sorry, Suzanne's pointing at her ears because she doesn't have headphones. We'll have to get some headphones here so she can hear. So, okay, let's ask you some questions about the modernettes because, you know, I heard it was difficult getting you in the film to start off with. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
It was.
It is. I didn't want nothing to do with it. When I left Vancouver, I never looked back and my life got really good. And it's not really because of the music scene or anything like that. It's more because of Vancouver and the politics, and there just weren't any opportunities for my gender in Vancouver. It's a tourist town. It's a port too, but it's also a tourist town. And you're better off on welfare than you are working 7 days a week, you know, paying your expenses and everything. So I just left.
Hey, Mary?
Yeah, really. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Mary?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Suzanne, meeting of the minds, eh? You and John Tanner. Weren't you both in Night Dreams?
Yeah. We both did Night Dreams together. We're sort of having audio flares in here. We're trying to listen to you through a pair of headphones that are sitting on the table. But be honest. Tell the audience what you said to me when I asked you to come in the film.
Fuck you.
How many times?
I don't really remember because I was just trying to brush it off.
You're trying to brush her off. Well, you know, I mean, you're up there in northern Alberta. You don't want to have anything to do with the city, this tourist trap, you know. But, hey, you've got to see the movie, Mary, though. It is amazing. I can't believe how emotional it is. You're laughing one minute, you're crying, you're jumping around with the music because the music's so infectious.
Yeah, well, you know, I was at the premiere, so.
You were at the premiere?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see.
And I was at the before party where I met up with Brad Kent, and he wasn't doing much, so I just grabbed him by the collar and dragged him up here with me, and now we've got a band up here called Time Machine.
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
How's Brad's teeth?
How are his teeth?
Yeah.
His teeth are perfect.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You know, I don't leave any stones unturned.
Good. So the crazy glue worked.
No, he's got a new set.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, Mary, I might mention also in the studio with us today is Randy Rampage. He's
cool.
Sitting there quiet today. Randy's a bit quiet because he had some problems today. His sandwich got stuck in his throat or something.
It's not what happens when you're a pig and you eat too fast and don't chew.
Yeah, pig, you're a toothpick.
It's nothing like the Mama Cass scenario, I hope. But
No.
But
no.
He threw up
all the way up here.
Yeah, so he's not as lively as usual, but he's here. He's listening.
It'll get a...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. A few more cocktails will be fun.
Yeah, okay. Another cocktail for Randy, please. Okay. Well, so Mary, how did John Armstrong obviously one day called you on the phone or said something to you about you know, I got this band and I want you to be in the band. And I mean, you were such an amazing, visual, stunning person in that band. And all the boys were standing there with their mouths hanging open. They couldn't believe all the legs.
No, John, originally, that's not how it happened.
It's not? Okay.
No, I met John Armstrong, Buck Cherry. I'm not going to call him John. I never have. His name is Buck to me. I was married to him. I mean,
yes.
I met him at a party on Victoria Drive in East Vancouver. And I learned their set in a bedroom in the back, and we played that weekend at the Smiling Buddha. They were going to use a cardboard cutout of Sid Vicious, and met me, and I said, well, I can do it. You know, if you guys can do it, I can do it. Right. So I learned the songs in a bedroom and went up and played. And that was it. They just kept me.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. Isn't it amazing how things like that get started, you know? It's just like, and it's all history now, you
meant
know?
To be.
There is going to be a replay of that program coming out. We'll have more information on that. We'll tell you how you can listen to this show on your podcast down the road. Mary.
Cool.
We would like to thank you so much for calling us all the way from northern Alberta and the oil fields. Mary Armstrong to you. Mary Jo Kopechne, you're a bass player, right? Weren't you in the band?
Yeah.
That's right.
And still am.
Sort of?
Still am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The Modernettes. And we're going to play a song that you requested by the Suicide Club here, by the Modernettes. And thank you loads for giving us a shout here and talking to us on CITR.
Talk to you soon. Talk to you soon.
All righty.
Okay, bye, Mary. Modernettes. Wow, that was recorded live at Gary Taylor's Club. Whoa, that does take us back. It's Wild and Rough and Crazy Suicide Club, as requested by Mary Armstrong, formerly married to John Armstrong, Buck Cherry. You know her as Mary Jo Kopechne of the Modernettes. Whew. All right, one of the bands that is featured on Bloodied But Unbowed, which is a brand new documentary that was screened to a lot of Vancouver people. A lot of the people who are performing on this show show were actually at the concert, right, Suzanne? And there was a lot of them there, for sure. Now, it's funny, Mary mentioned something about how we met, and we were talking about that because we first met when you were working on our program, Night Dreams, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when all this punk stuff was going on. And we were desperately trying to get videos, and there was some bunch of guys at the Vancouver show, CKVU TV, who were actually recording stuff. There was Rick Taylor and Ed Mowbray.
Rick Martin.
Okay.
Dave Cochran.
And Ed Mowbray. Yes.
Yeah.
And later Shane Lunny was involved in that, but they were the main guys there. But how did we actually connect? Because you mentioned, and I'd forgotten all about that, how that actually happened.
I think we met at a show.
At a concert?
Yeah, we met at a show, and I had a radio show here.
Right, right.
And CITR was getting a lot of exposure in the press back then because we were campaigning for a low-power FM license.
Right.
Coming off of cable license.
Okay.
And I got in the press a lot. Oh. And then I think you ran. And I was very young.
Yes, you were.
And you and JB were not so very young.
No, we were old guys.
But you guys had already had these great careers in radio, and along came this noob onto Night Dreams, 18.
Wow. You were 18 at the time?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that. Oh, okay. Let's play. This is a group that... were the Shades in your... they weren't in the show,
well, were they? Well, let's just... quick back. We used a Shades piece. Actually, Chris Arnett is known, better known as the Furies.
Oh, the Furies, right. Aren't they playing coming up in the next few days?
They're playing somewhere.
Yeah, it's a CITR show, I think. We'll talk about that here.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're probably playing for the No Fun City benefit.
Yes, it's a No Fun screening and show at the Rickshaw, which is sponsored by CITR, actually. It's at the Rickshaw Theater on this Saturday, September 4th. Screening's at 7, and the bands are at 9 o'clock. Let's see, what are the bands? There's Vapid, Twin Crystals, Defector, and the Furies, and special guest DJ Jay Hag from 3 Inches of Blood.
True. Well, that would be good.
Yeah, that'll be fun time.
Yeah. So, 3 Inches of Blood,
check
great.
That out. Yes. Now that relates to the Shades in.
So Chris, Chris did. We did focused on him a lot in the webisodes. It was really hard to tie in the sort of the Furies story specifically because without giving the film away, we really have this focus on the Burnaby. You know, the Burnaby seeding of everything and that really curious Burnaby story. So there's piles and piles of little threads that are sitting on assemblies and files, on hard drives, taking up lots of space.
Well, let's check out this band, The Shades. What era, what year we're looking at when this one came out? Because this is on this Vancouver Complications CD, right?
I would say 79.
Yes. Around that time.
78?
79.
Randy says 79, right, Randy?
Yeah,
you got that?
Beginning of 79 when it came out.
Oh, Randy's back.
He's back.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, you're looking a little better, Randy.
I yapped up the best rest most of my lunch, but it's okay.
Okay, well, let's check on Active Dog here. This is, Shades, right? Shades and
Shades.
New Clientele. You got it? Here.
We'll be right back.
Eek.
Oh, yeah, Eek.
These short songs.
These short songs, they catch you, don't they? Oh, man, I tell you, okay.
Too many phone calls. Too many text messages.
Yes, that's the story of it all here. Okay, well, we're at CITR 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Anita B. is usually your host here. Anita's busy today, so she's looking for a fill-in, and I said, oh, perfect, I've been wanting to talk to people about this movie, Bloody But Embowed, just an amazing movie, and sure enough, well, Anita said, hey, great, that'd be fantastic. So, and right now, we've got a special guest in the line who, Suzanne, you set this up, and here he is, it's Joey Keithley.
Hey, how you doing there?
All right, not too bad.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Suzanne. How's it going?
It's going well. Okay, somebody here to say hi to you.
Hey, Shies, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Real good, man.
Nice to hear your voice.
Sorry, he doesn't have headphones.
We don't have headphones for Randy. Okay, Joey said it's here. He's got the headphones on.
I don't rate headphones here, you know.
Go ahead. Say that again, Joey. Yeah.
Hey, Randy, nice to hear your voice. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing really well. Yourself?
Good, just fine. We're all practicing here out in Burnaby,
there
right?
There you
now.
Go.
You're practicing in Burnaby. Good show. God, who are the guys you're practicing with? Who are you practicing with, Joe?
There's Dan on bass and Jesse on drums. We have a new drummer.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Excellent. And just tell me now, I'm just talking to myself here, but is this the first time you've talked to Randy in some time?
Yeah, since about mid-07 or 08, something like that. Yeah, it has been. So that's why I say it's nice to hear his voice, and I'm glad he's doing well.
You haven't talked to Randy Rampage since 2008?
Well, you know, I haven't talked to Chuck Biscuit since 1995.
This was a relatively short one, yeah.
Such a low maintenance cast.
I'm doing better with Randy, obviously, than I am with Chuck, so that's a good sign, right? So.
Well, yeah, and you heard what happened with Chuck. We'll tell the story later, maybe.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
all the people that saw the movie had a big blank square over Chuck's head because he didn't want his image appearing in the movie after a agreeing to it, you know.
Like, yeah, I couldn't believe that that he would kind of pull that. I mean, really, it's a historical piece that Suzanne has put like hours and hours and days and months into developing to tell this, like, I'm not just saying this because I was in and all my friends are in there, but what was one of the most vital, like, punk rock / new wave scenes in all of North America, right?
Right.
And I've got, like, tons of friends from magazines over the place. Vancouver is really the shit. They came up with just, like, really great experimental bands and punk bands and pop bands. And, so it's too bad Chucky felt that way, but that's the way it goes.
That's the way it is. It's the music business. But
yeah.
I'm glad you're still in the music business, Joey, because, I mean, you're turning out some great songs. I mean, your albums keep coming, and the songs sound great. You're very topical. You're keeping up to date with what's going on, and that's good, you know? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to... it's going fine. Thank you. That's very kind of you, John. I appreciate that.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it's good. I really enjoy playing, and that's a big part of what I am, and lucky enough to go out there and have people want to hear it, put it that way, right? So
the album you're working on, do you have a name for it yet?
Well, we actually have a new one out. It came out about a month and a half ago. It's called, strangely enough, Talk Minus Action Equals Zero.
That's
the
old
DOA catchphrase forever, right? So
it's okay. It's good to recycle.
Yeah, we have definitely. I've had a few critiques
that. Yeah, but that's okay. We've done it for years, so I mean,
yeah.
You know.
No, I totally agree there, Randy. That's like if you got a good idea, then just the idea just reemphasizes
beat it to death for another generation.
Could be two or three.
Yeah, I think so. If you can get the life out of it, yeah, it's great, you know, because it's an important thing, right, you know?
Anyway, yeah. Joe, I just wanted to let you know that the show is going to be, there's a short version of the show that's going to be airing on Knowledge Network on the 28th of September. That's the broadcast premiere here. Unfortunately, the feed is only British Columbia. I don't know if you're even going to be in the province on that. It's going to be followed by a broadcast on TV Ontario, and I'm not sure how soon that's going to be, but I'll let you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, keep me in the loop there. I will be in town.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, yeah. Cool. So where are you going to be around the 28th of September? Oh. Are you going to be back east?
No, I'll be here. We're going to Ontario after that, right?
Oh, so. Cool. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll feed you some info.
So, yeah, hey, did Jerry Barrett show up?
Jerry Barrett is coming in online in about 30 minutes.
You got any messages for him?
Yeah, I did. Like, just this one. Run up a flagpole. See who salutes him.
Yeah, run it up a flagpole.
Yes, here. Exactly.
People that don't know, listening out there, Jerry Barrett was, he claims he wasn't, but we, Randy, Chuck, and I claim he was our first manager. And that it only lasted for about 3 gigs, but it was fun because he was like, Jerry Barrett is like type of character that you can't hold down, right? He's a great guy.
Oh, he's so funny.
Well, the first time you ever went up and introduced us, where was that, Joe? Was it at the Ramones show, I think, or something? And he came up and he says, "Here they are. I don't know why, but here they are, 3 jerks from Burnaby, DOA." It's like, you're supposed to be a freaking manager, man, you know?
Yeah, he's really building up the hype pretty good on that one.
The hype, yeah.
Oh, God.
And one was from Port Moody, only one from Burnaby, and you were from North Bend.
Exactly, yeah.
He didn't even have a sack straight, right?
Yeah, so. You got her straight, brother.
Okay, Joe, thanks for taking time from your rehearsal out there in Burnaby.
Yeah, people should tune in the movie. When we say September 28th, Knowledge Network. It's incredible, right? It's incredibly well done by Suzanne.
Well, thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. You were really incredible in it.
Well, okay, these compliments are going fast.
Joe says, gee, what else do you expect? What else
sounds
is new?
Like I should be
no, he's good. He's a show.
Beer.
He's born showman. But yeah.
I should be there
born
for
showman.
A half dozen beer. Okay.
You're the man.
You take care.
Okay,
good
we're
going to
do
yeah.
World War III.
Good luck with the new drummer, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
Yeah, talk to you soon.
Sure.
Thanks,
yeah.
Joe.
Thanks, Dan.
Joe.
Okay, cheers.
Bye.
Joe.
my rules are gonna break it. Doesn't matter what funny voice, you really haven't got any choice. The human rights stand away, cause we're on our way to a nuclear day. We're just born in the middle, sitting down with no acquittal.
All right. You're tuned to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, and we're streaming at CITR.ca. There'll be podcasts available of this show. I got to talk to Anita to get her password.
DOA just won't go away.
The DOA just won't go away. Yeah, it's amazing. Now, that is incredible. That is the first time that Randy and Joey Keithley have talked to one another in years, and I think that's great.
That's 2 years.
Yeah. A couple of years. Okay.
That's not that long.
That's good.
That's
but
not
I mean,
that long.
No. But you guys worked together for so many years, and you can't expect musicians to be palsy-walsy with one another after traveling and being on the road and all that stuff together.
No, and you know, it's really hard to do that. Like I was saying, John, is to be, you know, you respect each other. To work that long together, you got to have a mutual respect for each other, but musically and, you know, and on stage and performing and just the sheer fucking tenacity to keep going that long, right? You know what I mean? And so, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's Randy Rampage, and Randy was one of DOA members. He was the guy that played the honking big bass, right, Randy? Right? Yeah. Poor old Chuck Biscuits in the back there, but we won't feel sorry for him because he's got a big black square over his face.
He's got a big black square head. Yeah. He's a blockhead.
He's a blockhead.
Let's not elaborate.
No, we won't go into that. But if you want to find out more, you can go to thepunkmovie.com. Thepunkmovie.com. I noticed the punk and movie... The T and the P and the M were capitalized. Does that have
it's
to be that
lowercase.
Word? Doesn't matter. Just thepunkmovie.com. You'll get more information on Bloodied But Unbowed, which is the movie that Suzanne Tabata was the director of, still is, and she's getting that movie out. It'll be on Knowledge Network on September 28th. Do you know what time that runs,
yes,
Suzanne?
Yes, I do. It's going to be airing at 10 o'clock p.m.
10 p.m.
That's
oh, good.
Broadcast.
10 p.m.
After the kiddies have gone to bed.
Yeah. Be there.
Yes,
10
language,
p.m. sharp.
Disclaimer up at the head of the show. And actually, it's preceded by my surfing film, 49 Degrees. So it's 2 hours of.
Oh, they got your surfing music before that.
Yeah.
Oh, the surfing movie is a good one too.
Yeah.
Now you know if one of the funny things that happened at the showing for all the people at the movie a while back was, and I read the Les Wiseman article about
perfect.
The skateboard in the head. Like they were throwing skateboards. I guess it was who was throwing them out there into the
Billy Hopeless.
Billy Hopeless was throwing skateboards.
It was a giveaway, and if you're at a skate function. That's what happened.
Yeah, because Skull Skates is one of the co-sponsors here.
Of the screening.
Of the screening,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the screening.
And so he's throwing these out, and there's a guy out there by the name of Bob Strazicic. Yes, he was from Seattle, and he came up to catch the show, and his daughter was just taking up skateboarding, and so he reached up to grab the skateboard and missed it, and it whacked him in the head, and he ended up at St.
Paul's Hospital,
getting 10 stitches in his head. So,
but he made it to the after party.
He did get to the after party.
Yeah, with
that's
a Band-Aid
good.
On. And...
Okay, that's the voice of Suzanne Tabata, the director of Bloody But Unbowed, and Randy Rampage, who just performed with DOA. Now, Randy, you've had some solo stuff you've done over the years too, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been, you know, here and there, a bunch of different stuff. I mean, I did a project called Ground Zero, which was myself, Brad Kent, a few other people, and then Fake It Big Time. We did that for a while. I did Annihilator on and off for about 10 years with those guys. Did a few albums with them, and so it's there's a lot of stuff out there aside from DOA with me on it.
Well, we've got an album here, actually, just called Randy Rampage.
That was getting decadent. That was when Joe and I had our first argument.
Oh, is that right? Oh, great.
And Chuck.
Well, that was because... Yes. Yeah, well, no,
these are the low maintenance,
it was okay, though, because I let Chuck play on the record. I was the first guy to put out a solo record in DOA.
Well, this was 1982 when this came out.
Yeah.
Now, in this particular track, we've got... Randy, of course, Brad Kent on guitar, and Zippy Pinhead on drums.
Hey.
Now, yeah.
Shocky Pinhead.
Look at the picture
Shocky.
Of
look at that
Zippy
Shocky.
Here.
Isn't he a cute boy?
He looks
Isn't
like
a cute
boy.
He was actually really hot, Randy.
He's
he was
a cute little boy.
You.
Well, now he's got a band called 22nd Century, right?
Century.
Yes. But let's get back to Randy. Let's check out this song, Cheap Tragedies.
Boy, listen to that Zippy on the drums, boy. Now, Zippy's going right now. Well, listen to my drums on this.
Okay, who is P. Houston?
Penelope Houston.
Avengers.
And
from
G.
Avengers.
Ingram.
Hey, guitar player there? From the Avengers.
Okay, they were the authors of this. So let's check this song out here. If we can get the turntable to play. Let me see if I can push the right button here. Oh, it works. There you go. There we are. There you go.
John, you caught it that time. Could have played that song, too.
Yeah, I could have, I know. But we got so many
That's
artists
a
to
good
play.
Song.
Look, we're more than, we're almost halfway through the show here.
Okay. John, there's one comment I want to make.
Yes, Suzanne. Suzanne Tabata.
No. I just asked this young man that was in the control room, what is the percentage of UBC students who actually do radio shows at CITR? And when I was here, it was 100%. run by the students, and 100%, it's 40% now.
I know.
It's just an interesting fact. Okay. Don't want to elaborate on it. Don't want to talk
about
it.
Suzanne, that is probably one of those boring factoids I've heard in a
Well,
long
no, because
time.
There might be somebody in the audience that
time.
Might care about that fact.
Well,
one person.
I can't imagine who, but, you know, you must have a boring life if you do.
They open it up to whoever wants to, and they get
exactly.
All, and the
it's
students
all open there.
Are welcome to be involved, but not that many students are as interested as they used to be in the old days. So they got to get someone, and hey, there's a big general public out there that wants to do shows. So that's why people like myself and
there's all these old guys around that need a place to work.
Yeah, you know,
the like, legendary.
You know, you
got to
do
Tanner.
Stuff with us, right?
Yeah, well, you know, J.B. Shane was on the air with me for a while there, but he got too old, and whatever. What can you do? You know,
put him out to the old DJ's house.
The old DJ place in the sky, yeah. You're listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway, usually heard at this time with Anita B. And thank you, Anita, for letting us sit in. We're talking about the movie Bloodied But Unbowed, which is going to be, as you probably heard, on the Knowledge Network at 10 o'clock at night on September 28th. And it actually follows one of Suzanne's, is it the surfing or the skateboarding?
It's the surfing,
surfing
49
one.
Degrees.
No,
yeah.
49 Degrees, excellent movie.
Yeah, that's a nice sort of
Randy,
soporific film.
Randy, we have a friend of yours on the phone here right now, and he's probably wondering what the heck we're doing, so let's bring him on. Hey, it's Zippy Pinhead.
Oh. Hey, how's it going?
Not bad, Zippy.
Hi, Skipper.
Hi, Andy.
What's happening, you old furloop?
Hey, speaking about gearboxes.
What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
I've got clothes on right
now. We're naked in the studio. Why?
Yeah. I'm actually naked outside in the patio.
What are you doing? You some naked Monopoly playing or something?
No, I'm tanning my buns.
God. Oh, boy.
That's a really horrific thought right now.
Ooh, let's talk about music, shall we?
Is Dwayne greasing your backside with cocoa butter?
Andy, please re-grease me, let
Okay,
me know.
So you heard Zippy. He just played drums on that last selection with Randy Rampage. Tell us what you're up to these days, Zippy.
Playing in a band with one of Randy's actual former bass players, Dwayne Chaos, in a band called 22nd Century, and a guy named Tim Plummer. And, we're playing tomorrow night, actually, at the Backstage Lounge. Plug. So come on down. We'll be having some cocktails and some fun, and we've got a new album we just finished doing at Mushroom Sound with John Webster.
Excellent.
And, I heard that you guys might even have a copy of that.
Yes, we do. But before we get into that, I just wanted to say something about Dwayne. I mean, he just really had a near-death frickin' experience.
Yeah, it was the scariest thing I've ever really gone through with somebody in a band. That's for
somebody
sure.
Close
but he
to
actually that. Lived. He lived to talk about it. And the funny thing is that he text messaged me from his
isolation
deathbed, telling me that there's business and he's supporting the film obviously, and he's giving me film talk saying, I don't know if you've heard, but I'm very, very ill. Anyway, we wish Dwayne
all the best.
Yeah, we wish Dwayne the best recovery.
He's recovered faster than any of the doctors have ever seen before in their lives. He's pretty well on the comeback trail. For somebody who had spinal meningitis, I don't know anybody that could be up and playing in 2 weeks after that.
But if anybody can do it, Dwayne can.
He's
got an amazing.
He's pretty amazing guy.
He's got an amazing drive.
We're really happy to have him back with in the land of the living, if you know what I mean.
Yes, we know what you mean.
We do know that. We do know that. We know about the.
It was very scary. Yes, that was very terrifying. But, we're happy that he's back with us, that's for sure.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
You bet.
Oh, the time is ticking here.
Okay.
Well, we're going to play a track from your new CD.
We're going to play some new Zippy.
Yeah. This is one of my former occupations.
Were you really a model for?
No, it's former occupation. Now he's maple syrup cookie person.
But he was a gigolo.
Guy in town, Candy.
He was a gigolo.
He
was an American gigolo.
He was a gigolo, all right.
you got to do something for those dollar slices, I tell you.
Yes, that's another movie. Sure.
So what inspired
another
you?
Another movie, yeah.
What was the inspiration, Zippy, for this first track here on the CD?
Made it up, but I think Ashton Kutcher could be a serious contender for this role.
if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, we know.
Of course,
we
got to
hear
Sharky.
The song. Then you can get it in context.
Okay.
All right.
We're gonna say goodnight, Shark.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, goodnight, you
goodnight,
guys.
Zim.
Don't have
thanks
too much fun. Don't drink too much, Randy.
Don't toast your buns too much, eh?
Yeah, bring me over a six-pack on your way home.
Okay.
Okay.
I need some honey.
See you in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, Zip, thanks for chatting.
I got lots of sweet stuff for you.
Oh, you pervert. See ya.
See ya.
Here's Zippy Pinhead in 22nd Century. Thanks, Zip.
Thank you. but you don't know unless you won. Mindless aggression, lots of fun.
Out of the night, we come to fight. We beat up on all times, don't even blink. The others think we must have lost our
The Pointed Sticks on CITR and the program Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Jolly John Tanner filling in for Anita B with my special guest, Randy Rampage. Hi, Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Randy's feeling
better. I can talk again.
He can talk. He got rid of all that stuff stuck down there. And Suzanne Tabata is with us, too. And, of course, we're talking about her movie, Bloodied But Unbowed, which is all about the punk music scene in Vancouver from the late 70s to the early 80s.
Yeah, around 81, 82. It's the first wave. I mean, I think, you know, people that expect this film to sort of be a catch-all for punk in Vancouver sort of scratch their head, because it really covers that scene that you and I are both familiar with, that Randy's familiar with, Joe, and of course everybody else that was in the film.
Right.
Which is that first wave, like the inception
phase. It drops off. It's sort of the like Suzanne says, the inception phase.
Yeah.
And it sort of drops out after that at about 83, really. You know, there's hints of what happened after that, and a little bit of, but that's basically what it covers, is the inception years, you know, and like 70, well, late 77, early 78, up till about the end of 83, when everything sort of went really, whatever, you know.
Scenes have natural deaths.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
scenes have natural deaths.
It's like a battery, right? You know, like it's like a battery. You have to make it, to recharge it back up to full thing, you got to drain it dead.
Mm. No, I want to thank Nick Jones, singer for Pointed Sticks, for the guy that talked. Because I had an old friend who kept saying, "Oh, you got to join Facebook," and then I had an old high school friend from Kelowna wanted me to join now, and then Nick Jones sent me a message and said he wants me to join Facebook. So finally, I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to join, and I'm glad I could, because there's all these guys in the punk scene, there's all the old psychedelic people, and there's all my old high school friends, and then there's the younger people. It's such a cross section. Anyway. We heard the Pointed Sticks doing Out of Luck, and they are definitely one of the prime movers. They came along a little later on after the sort of the more grungier stuff, but it was still great music, and they've done a lot of get-togethers over the years, which we've seen. Before that, we had an amazing band called No Fun, and David M. And, David, if you're
fabulous guy.
Great stuff. We love you, David.
Guy.
You've done some amazing things. You can see him down at Chapters downtown, actually. That was Mindless Aggression by No Fun. Just, if you can get any stuff by them, amazing. And we started off with that set with 22nd Century, that Zippy Pinhead and his band, and we didn't play Teenage Underwear Model. Sorry, we played Howie the Skid.
I want to thank the people that have worked on this film, because it isn't easy to work on a documentary, and those who have supported it, and the people that are in it, and the people that weren't in it but somehow silently supported it, and you know, particularly I would say those three editors.
And there was a lot of people
that was drudgery at times. It really was tough.
Well, the people had donated stuff too, like Peter Lipsky, who
fabulous. Martin Stubbs.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say enough about Martin Stubbs, who had the other
Soundproof.
TV show.
He was doing Soundproof with Tom Harrison, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing stuff. Okay. Now, we're going to play one more song. I bet you that's Jerry on the phone here right now calling from Toronto.
We're going to
play one more of our favorite bands from that era. And they were called the U-Jerks. And, a lot of those guys have gone on to do amazing things.
They're art rock gods.
They are. They're really art rock gods.
They're rock stars of the art world.
Rodney Graham is one of my favorite Canadian artists. He is just amazing, the albums he's brought out. I just saw Colin Griffiths at the rickshaw, at
Ron Reyes'
birthday party. Yeah. And a lot of these people, Frank Ramirez, he's out there. He's on Facebook. Jeff Wall, look what's he doing. Yeah. And Ian Wallace, all these guys, you know. Anyway, let's check out the U-Jerks.
And then
we've got a special guest calling us from Toronto. He's calling right now.
He's on the phone.
On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Okay, we're back again.
We're
here.
Back. This is the tightest show I've ever seen you do, John.
Okay, and we've got a special guest on the line here right now. You are at CITR 101.9 FM, Jolly John Tanner, with my special guest, Randy Rampage, and Rampage? And Suzanne Tabata.
And we've had Joe and Zippy and Mary.
Yeah, we've had Mary Everybody Anderson. We've had Joey Keithley on. We had Zippy Pinhead. We were hoping to hear from Brian Goebbels and Jerry Hanna, but I think they're rehearsing right now. But we do have a special person calling us all the way from Toronto right now.
This is a very special appearance.
Very special appearance of Jerry Barra.
My favorite record clerk.
Jerry, hello.
Hey, Rampage.
When there you are.
Fireside chat show.
What's that?
When are we going to do our fireside chat cable
Definitely.
Show?
We got to do it, brother.
I want you to sign off on that right now on the air, Jerry. I get to use 30 minutes.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, well,
hey, that cut,
of course
it.
I can't.
We gotta do it, right?
Jerry, you have to do us a favor here. You have to talk a little loud. You don't have to shout, but we're short a pair of headsets.
Yeah, John and I are sharing headsets that are sitting on the table, so we can't really hear you.
So you have to talk loud.
Is that good?
It's better,
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So we've been just, having fun here. Now, let us fill in things. Jerry Barrett was around in the late 70s here in Vancouver. He was, in fact, Jerry was, I guess maybe he was kind of the guy who booked bands like DOA and the Pointed Sticks and the Elks Lodges around town, not telling the Elks, of course, who these people were, these young gentlemen that would be playing. Of course, they were a little shocked who showed up. But that's how it sort of started with you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was, I had the record store Quintessence and the radio show on C-Fox and, the punk scene, the record label and work with the bands and then the Periscope thing with all the great shows at the Commodore and all that. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right.
And then had to be the front man to, like you said, the Viking Hall, what show do you want to put on? Oh, it's like a youth concert, blah, blah, blah. Then one night... we played, I think it was Viking Hall, and some guy put a German World War II helmet on one of the moose that was sitting on the wall, and unfortunately the owner of the place fought at Normandy, so that didn't go over real well, but it was fun.
Is that the Nazi training moose?
Yeah,
that's the Nazi training moose. That is correct.
Oh, my God. Now, Jerry, right now, of course, you are right up there. You're kind of like the chief operations officer of Live Nation's global touring, right? And I hear that you're actually touring with Lady Gaga. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're producing her tour, and she's in Milwaukee tomorrow, and she just played Vancouver. And, we have U2 on the road on the way to Istanbul, and Sting's on a break, and Rush is on the way to Homedale, New Jersey. So we're busy.
Yeah.
So,
good God. And, I mean, you've been working with bands like The Stones and Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Bon Jovi, Metallica, Madonna, U2, and now Lady Gaga. God,
I'm actually doing the Gorillaz tour as well, which is going to play Vancouver, the last show of the tour in November.
We're doing that'll
right
be good. That'll
that
be good.
Well. Yeah, so. Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, we saw Lady Gaga, Jared. It was great.
Yeah, she's amazing, isn't she?
It was great.
She's
great.
Yeah,
great show.
So what have you guys been talking about tonight?
Oh, God. What have we been talking about?
It.
Well, we just artists we played tonight. We played Modernettes and DOA. We played Randy Rampage. Joey Keithley and Randy actually talked on the phone.
Right.
First time in a few years. We just heard from 22nd Century, No Fun and the Pointed Sticks. And I know you got some songs you wanted to hear.
Well, a few things. I mean, I had my British stuff and other things, and then some. You said you wanted Vancouver stuff, so I gave you a list so you can.
Right on.
Yeah. No. I think this is a CanCon show slot, so we're going to stick to the Canadian faves.
Yeah,
we got some YCs you can play. I gave you some DOA and stuff.
Yeah, we've been holding back on the young Canadians for you.
Yeah.
Well, you can do whatever you want. You can play whatever you want.
You got her, Chief.
How about some young Canadians right now? We got one standing by here I think you're going to enjoy, okay? So just stand by. Here he goes. Okay. If I can hit the right button here, let me see. There they are. Good old, yes. It's the Young Canadians. Well, they were young then. Art Bergman, oh boy. Good old Jim Bescott, we missed him. And Barry, what was Barry's last name, the drummer?
Taylor.
Barry Taylor. Yeah, I just ran into him recently, too. Okay, and we got Jerry Barrett on the phone here. We just played Hawaii. That was one of our favorite Young Canadian songs.
Is it past your bedtime, Jerry?
Yeah, it must be.
No, we're good.
It must be 11:30 there.
No, it's about 10 something, but I'm a night owl. You know that, Susan.
Yes, we know. We know that you also don't sleep very much.
That's right. Doing what we're doing. They were a great band. I managed them, as you know. Art Bergman, one of the great musicians in Canadian history, I think.
Oh, yes.
I agree.
Amazing. Like, when he went solo, there was some amazing stuff.
Nobody cares what you think right now.
Oh, shut up.
Randy, are you rendering an opinion?
Yeah. We've got opinions, too, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I forgot to put Rude Norton on the list. You don't have any copies, do you?
I already told them
to play it.
Oh, you did?
I got you covered, man.
That record cost, was on my label, it cost $500, $512 to make, to press 500, record it, master it, and all that. And there's copies that go on eBay now for like $300.
Oh, I bet.
Hey, Jerry, we can't find any Pinot Rioseletti in the IUDs. There's no Pinot in the CITR
library. You know the World of the Flowers Gone went to number 2 on CITR?
Yes, I remember that.
I think it was the highest charting Vancouver single ever, actually.
Well, no.
Pretty amazing. I think
Disco Sucks was quite high.
Yeah, you got it, you know, so...
So we're talking about the movie Bloodied But Unbowed here today, Jerry, because, it's a pretty amazing movie. I couldn't believe it when I left it. I was emotionally drained because the emotion, the music, it's very, very funny. I mean, when you get the guys like Randy and Joey together and all talking, all these little groups of people, it's just like cracks you right up. And I'm hoping you can get to see it real soon.
I've seen it.
You have seen it.
Yeah, Jerry's seen it.
The best part's the outtakes that you're not seeing, right, Randy?
Exactly. That is so true.
We did like 2.5 hours at Falcon Bowl the opening day.
That's a beautiful DVD featurette, Jerry.
It's a definite feature.
It's pretty good.
There's some good
stuff on there.
Yeah, we did 2 interviews, right? We did about 4 hours, right?
Yeah, there's lots on there. It's good.
Yeah, now the version we saw here in Vancouver had stuff that won't be on the TV show. I think they had the fuck bands in there, which won't be on that.
Which is the best part when Randy and I are talking about the Rude Norton cover and all that. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that's not going to be on TV. TV Ontario is going to take a spin at this at 55 minutes, so that's 20 minutes shy of what
you're going to skin it, right?
You know? Suzanne, the one you sent me didn't have that on it.
Yes, it does have it on it.
It does? I must
have. It's got fuck bands. It doesn't have the Montgomery Brothers. It does have fuck bands.
It does. I'll have to go back.
It should.
Okay.
Yeah, just take a look.
Jerry, tell us about Rude Norton, then, your involvement with this
band.
Well,
what happened with Rude Norton was, like, they call him, can we swear on the air?
Say again?
Can we say the F word on the air?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, there was a thing called fuck bands, and they had all these bands, offshoots of the regular bands, and they got together, and people would play different instruments and different musical styles.
Right.
And to make a living, so you could actually play in 3 different bands and still earn your beer money and cigarette money, right? And so... Rude Norton was Dimwit and Nick Jones and Wimpy, right? And they put out this, they used to play all the time. They were phenomenal. And they did this EP. I was the record label. And they put this 5-song EP out. It's phenomenal. And then the original cover, we can talk about the cover, right, Randy?
Sure. Yeah.
What happens is there was original cover. The original working title was going to be called I Thought She Was a Girl, But She Really Was a Mackerel. And the cover had a guy getting oral sex from a fish, and then the back cover had Joey and Chuck faces superimposed on some stuff we won't talk about.
They were having little fornications.
Yes,
fornication, right? Yeah. So what happened was they heard word that the album cover, so Joey heard about it and went crazy.
Joe went nuts.
Went to Dimwit's house with a lead pipe. And
Goodness, Joe is at rehearsal right now.
And then went to Bob Montgomery and threatened his life. Bob said he's never been so scared in his life. I think he talked about it in the documentary. And then... nobody came to me at all, and I'm the label, so I did the reverse. Instead of banning the cover, I said, without the cover, it's not coming out.
It ain't coming out.
So Tony Bardak had done the art, and he basically wouldn't give me the art, so I went crazy. That's why there's all those credits.
I believe you've just received the artwork just this year.
I got it last Christmas when I was there. I made him give it to me. He tried to get me to sign some waivers that, like I'll kill you. You know, like, I'm not, you know, you can't give me. Just give me the art. So I do have the art. And it's not, and it's
and you've also got the, don't you have the original, like you've got the 2 inches or something?
No, I have the master.
Oh, you've got the master audio recording.
But I also have still about 15 copies of it, so they're there. So it's,
yeah,
it's
I think
a classic
I looked
record.
At that.
It's a classic. Gilligan's Island,
it's a definite Cruise, classic.
Sits on the Beach, Green Acres, and what was the fifth song?
Gilligan's Island?
Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I said that. Gilligan's, oh, Green Acres. Oh, the Israelites.
Sea Cruise.
The Israelites.
No, the Israelites. Desmond Decker and the Eighth.
Oh, you're kidding. That version.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So it had Sea Cruise. It had an original called Tits Cruise, on the Beach, Israelites, and then Green Acres and Gilligan's Island. It's phenomenal.
Excellent.
Well, give us, speaking of which, we're going to play that. Why don't you give us a plug for Tits on the Beach? Yeah.
Hey, Randy, you know who played here 2 weeks ago? I went and saw the Avengers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How, did you talk to Penelope?
I mean, she's put on some weight and stuff. They were
no,
phenomenal.
She has. She looks fabulous.
Shut up.
She was she was phenomenal. I talked to her after the show.
Yeah, she's
she was
great.
Phenomenal.
I think she sounds terrific now.
Oh, they were great. But the guitarist is still there. I mean, he's the
other guy. Greg's still there, yeah.
Yeah.
He's back.
Okay.
He's back again.
We're talking to Jerry Barrett in Toronto. He's among one of the top concert promoters on this planet, and he would like to hear Tits on the Beach by Rude Norton. Here you go. Jerry Barrett in Toronto. Are you down at Echo Beach now looking at the TITs?
No, I'm not, actually. Can you imagine if Phil Spector produced that?
Oh, that would have been, it would have been great.
It would have been worse.
It would have been terrible. It would have sounded like the Ramones end of
the
century.
Yeah, remember that record he did? It sucked.
Oh, that's what happens when you snort coke with the drummer.
Exactly. Who else is in the room there?
Just me, John,
that's
Randy,
really.
But there's been a barrage of guests come dropping in on the live phone line here.
Oh, yeah, right. And I think we had probably had one of the guys from the Subhumans trying to reach us there. Sorry if we didn't answer the phone, guys, but we're all tied up with one line here. That's what can you do?
They're playing here, aren't they, shortly?
They're going to be playing shortly. In fact, they've got a very long tour coming up, but they've got a
I saw the thing. Email me the date.
I believe they're playing on September 11th in Toronto.
Oh,
I'll email you the info for sure.
Because
they're feeling, they're definitely feeling revived.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, they are great. And that, let's talk about their music, because we used their, it was really, really hard to pick, anthems for the show, because there's some really great songs, but that body of work that they recorded is just...
And the Escalator to Hell and...
It's outstanding.
Right?
Yep.
Fuck You is great. Firing Squad.
Firing Squad, right? Death to the Sicoids,
yep.
Slave to My Dick. I don't know. I'm probably repeating what you're saying because I don't have headphones on, but...
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty close. Those songs are timeless. I mean, those guys had a knack for writing some neat... you know, really good, like,
well,
sort of anthem stuff.
Yeah, they're anthems.
Yeah,
like,
they
the Avengers
are.
Have anthems. DOA have anthems.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Yeah, you know, that's what it's about, right? That's what you're trying to. That's what you're trying to get at, right? You want you want those things in.
I mean, like certain bands, like even English bands, Clash had 3 or 4 anthems.
Definitely, and the Pistols, you know, Pistols had them. Everything, you know.
I like the Stranglers. I thought they were great.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I heard an interesting story, Jerry, that via Suzanne about Randy, that he was around when they filmed or took the pictures for the cover of the Clash's album London Calling. Now, I always thought that that was filmed in London, but apparently it wasn't.
No, I don't know.
No. Where was it?
Oh, there's photos taken from Los Angeles, from all over the whole tour.
Ah,
the tour before that, before London Calling,
right?
Like that's all taken from a tour before that was done with. It was actually done with all reggae bands. It was done with like Mikey Campbell and Mikey Dredd and who else was on the opening acts? It was all reggae bands anyway. And then the Clash would come on and they'd play for like, you know, like 2.5 hours.
Oh,
right,
that's
2 hours.
Right? I can't remember what that stuff.
Yeah, you guys were down there at that time. You were staying at my place in L.A. when that was happening.
Yeah, well, I can't remember what the festival was called. They did something.
Yeah, it was like a tour in between. Give them enough hype. I mean, Rope and. And London Scrawling.
Well, remember the first show they ever played in North America was at the Commodore when we had the disc, all the disc rags that night.
Yeah.
Remember we played soccer against them?
Beautiful.
We beat their ass 5-2 in a soccer match.
What do you expect when you play?
Dilly, but the disc rags opened because they wanted an all-girl band, and they did a version of London's
Calling. Yeah, they played
London's
Calling.
Which was great, and the Clash loved London's, it. The Clash were
London's Burning. I'd probably be London's Burning. London's Burning! And it was like a screechy version.
They were fantastic.
It was great, man. It was really funny.
They came back that October, the end. That was January 31, like 79, and they came back in October, the end of the second tour, and they sucked when you guys blew them off.
Well, we had some fun with them. We had a good time with them.
Yeah, that didn't. The crowd didn't. It was a little ugly, but.
Shit happens, right? But
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, let's tip our hats to Periscope for
definitely,
Riley, Norman, Jerry,
Kathy, everybody,
Riley.
Everybody, all the boys,
Riley,
all the
Ron,
boys, all the boys down
David.
At the Commodore, David Freer, everybody. Because I mean, without Periscope, I mean a lot. And with that and the Commodore and that, I don't think a lot of these bands would have, you know, they were always good to us.
Norman Perry.
Yeah, that's what I said, Norman. Norman.
Yeah.
Hey, where's J.B. Shane?
Ah, well, he might be listening right now. I did leave him a message. He might have tried to call, but the lines have been kind of jammed up. But he is hanging
it's
in
been
out
insane.
There.
Send him my best.
Okay, we will. And why don't we check out some Subhumans now? Because I mean, they are one of the premier bands. So we're gonna slap this one. Now it says Landy says, let's slap it on here.
Slap that puppy on there.
We'll be right back.
Okay, these short songs, hey, I tell you, they just catch right up on you there. Oh, and they're ready to play again. Hey, Jerry, welcome back. There's Slave to My Dick with Subhumans.
It just makes me sick.
Hey, Jerry, have we played Hawaii or did we play Data Redux?
No, we used to play Hawaii.
Yeah. I think we got to have a Data Redux or something.
No, we could play. Have you played Rich Bitch yet?
Which one do you want?
There we go. Sorry. You played Rich Bitch yet?
We haven't played Rich Bitch.
Well, we like Rich Bitch.
Yes, we do.
Is that Subhumans?
Oh, DOA.
DOA. Yeah. Thanks, John.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's good, John. Well, good research.
Yeah, really.
You should see. Yeah, I've got the camera on a wide shot right now, and John's got vinyl.
You give these guys all you can get. What are they doing?
You should see this. You should see this room. John's doing everything. There is no engineer.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
The deal from San Francisco still was a Vancouver guy with my label, and Bob Rock produced it.
That's what I said. I said play them too, but they don't. It's all.
Oh, we can play the Paolas.
It's CanCon thing,
Yeah, I really like Bob and Paul. They've been very supportive of this project.
There's a lot of people we haven't really mentioned on this show regarding the Bloodied but Unbowed movie, which is what this show is all about, and that we were kind enough to be allowed to fill in here for Anita B. on her Sam Squatch's Hideaway. But there are some bands that we didn't mention, like we didn't mention Jerry Jen Wilson.
She
came a lot later with JP5, of course. We haven't played anything by the Paolas, of course. And then we couldn't find anything by Brain Eaters. I mean, we've got
Eye Brain. How about female hands? You got female hands?
We don't have female hands here at our fingertips.
No, unfortunately
we also haven't played any Private School.
No.
We haven't played any Tunnel Canary.
How about Active Dog?
Nothing. We do have an Active Dog. Would you like one?
Yeah, we have Active.
Nothing holding you up.
Yeah.
I think we might have fun while it lasts. I'm not sure. Let's just see what we got here.
Yeah. Would you like Active Dog?
Well, if you have which one, depends which song. Do you have the compilation album?
It's the compilation.
Yeah, Fun While It
Complication.
Lasts.
No. The first one has Nothing Holding You.
No. This is the second release. This is Fun While It Lasts.
How about the first one?
I don't have it.
Oh, man.
It's not easy.
We don't have
it.
You know, people came into CITR and stole a lot of the original vinyl.
A lot of records are stolen.
How many did you steal, Suzanne?
I didn't steal anything, but I want to say thanks to Dave. David McDonough set the standard at CITR when I was here, and I don't know, I don't know who has followed in his footsteps, but if you still walk this vinyl library, you'll see his scratch all over the vinyl that hasn't been stolen. How's he doing, Jerry?
I had dinner with him a few weeks ago. He's doing okay.
Is he back at, he's still in Manhattan, right?
Yep, still in New York.
Yeah, cool.
Whew.
Yeah. We're still on the air, by the way, and I don't know what John's doing.
Well, I was trying to find Data Redux.
John's having some fun.
Data Redux is on. Yeah, put Data Redux is. It's on the second EP. Okay,
It's on No Escape.
It's on there. Yeah, it'll be on.
I brought in No Escape.
Did you?
Yes, I did. You're holding on to it.
No Escape's on the first one.
Just play anything.
No, we got to play something. Is it this one?
Data Redux.
We could. It's on here. Let me grab it for you. It's on here. It's on this one right here.
Just give me the disc.
Oh, it's on the CD.
Oh, we're having fun now.
Put on Data Redux.
Data Redux. What track is it?
I can't see it. I don't have my glasses.
Okay, who's got their reading glasses?
Randy
Rampage. We had a viola player on that song, right?
Yeah, my age is coming.
Horace Ogilvie played viola on that, so we had a viola player on that song.
Yeah. There's some neat.
That was a really well done. I was there when.
Were you part of that production,
yes.
Jerry?
Yeah.
I sat in the studio for that last stuff. Data Redux is great.
Now, what was that club that was on Granville? It was upstairs where Young Canadians used to play, and K-Tales.
The Quadra.
Oh no, you're thinking.
That was on Granville. Upstairs on Granville.
That was on Homer.
Yeah, you go up some stairs. Was it Homer? Okay, what was
Homer? It was the Quadra Club.
The Quadra. Oh, okay. Well, I remember seeing Young Canadians or the K-Tales there.
Played the first show over there, and then they had these ugly jackets, and they had we put and then the best one though was that the Windmill when we played with D.O. and the Point of Sticks like one Christmas, and we put dance wax on the metal floor.
It was like
an ice rink. People were falling everywhere. It was amazing.
It was funny.
Well, listen, Jerry, we'd like to thank you for calling and talking to us today. We've been talking to Jerry Barad, who's a name if you've been around Vancouver and remember Periscope concerts in the old days.
Quintessence Records.
Quintessence Records.
I haven't lived there for 25 years, by the way.
Wow, you're kidding.
And also, he had a radio show on C-Fox, John.
Yeah, the Import Hour.
And that was good.
Oh, my God, Jerry, I forgot about that.
That was excellent.
Exactly.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Despite the dynamic pricing and the merger with Ticketmaster and all of the heavy stuff you have to go through as being as the chief operations operator for Live Nations.
Officer, yeah.
You know, it's a hard job, and you're doing it's a tough job, Jerry.
You know what? Before I go, I still don't forget my roots. You know, if it wasn't for this whole thing,
I would be where
I was today, and I'm not just blowing smoke. That is the absolute truth.
We know.
Jerry ain't blowing smoke up your ass. He's always there. It's good to talk to you, man. We'll talk to you soon, eh?
Yeah, we'll see you soon, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
You have a good night.
Okay.
Say hi to everybody in Toronto.
You got it. Bye.
Bye.
Take care.
Okay, Val Cormier is standing by for Folk Oasis. That's the next show coming up here at CITR. But we're going to finish off with one of my favorite of the band's Young Canadians, a member of the Paola, the K-Tells. And apologies to the Paolas because we didn't get a chance to play them too. And they're one of the big bands from that era too. But you can only do so much in an hour and a half when you got a lot of people that want to talk, right?
I think Bob will understand.
Yes. So thank you for listening to. Oops, get the headphone away from there. Oh, love that sound. And happy trails, everyone. And thanks for tuning in. Sam Squatch's Hideaway. Next Wednesday, Anita B. will be back.
Stay tuned on thepunkmovie.com, everybody.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Jolly John, cheerio. Here they are. In memory of Jim Bescott. Let's, it says no disc. Oh, it says one.